Yes, we were this morning during the breakfast time here talking about a lot of the kind of stories of wildlife and living in a kind of a country setting. And the last month I've been very consciously trying to spend a lot more time outdoors, you know, walking the loop trail every day, and just really seeing one of the benefits of that is that there does become a heightened awareness when you are in nature. I mean, you can distract yourself by having an MP3 player and listening to Dhamma talks, and I very consciously try not to do that, or just try to quiet the mind and just really paying attention to my environment, my surroundings. I'm always, I just have a part of my consciousness like looking for animals, looking for deer. One thing is you start to notice their patterns, their habits, and it's kind of amazing. Sometimes I'll be walking, or just even in the back of the truck when we drive up the hill, and I'll just be, oh look, there's a group of deer just sort of resting, you know, kind of 50, 60 feet off into the forest. And a lot of the guests are really shocked, like, how did you see those? And it's like, well, there's just part of my mind has been trained to do that, to look for them. But I noticed, especially when I was on my retreat, that just being a little quieter, you can really study your mind when you're in these sort of situations. And I remember very clearly one afternoon I was walking back after the meal and was on a part of a newer trail, and was walking up, and just out of the corner of my eye I saw it ended up being a tree root, but it had these kind of weird markings on it. They were kind of striped, and it looked like a snake. It was actually kind of curled up even. And I remember as I was walking, just sort of really kind of having a neutral mind state, and then just my mind seeing that, and I could actually sort of get the sense of the consciousness expanding, and actually opening up and trying to investigate what that situation was, taking in as many details as it could, and then actually, you know, then seeing the mind focus on that particular object and actually see it sort of even running through the sort of checklist of, is that a snake? Is it moving? Is it then noticing other little details about it, that it's kind of coming in and out of the earth, and then, you know, see, actually just watching the mind piece it together that, no, that's just a tree root. And then just immediately just, you know, sort of walking past it. But then, you know, after having that experience, and the mind was, it's like, it wasn't a near-death experience at all, but it's just sort of like you often hear people when they, you know, have a near-death experience, oh, everything looks greener, everything looks, you know, more pure. And to me, it's just, that's just learning how to sort of open up the consciousness, you know, to be able to be more aware of our situations. And then just last week, I probably told everybody, but I thought it was totally fascinating, was the, just right after the meal, I took off and was, you know, walking up the loop trail, and this all happened in a span of like 2 or 3 seconds. But was walking around this kind of curve on the trail, kind of about halfway out, and there's kind of a steep canyon that I was sort of walking into, and I heard what I assumed was a large dog bark, and it sounded like it was like way, way further up the trail, I had been in a neutral mind state, and then like immediately just a little bit of aversion arose in my mind of, oh, someone's walking with a big dog, I'm going to have to probably deal with this and probably make sure I don't get bitten, or just a little bit of aversion. And then just the next step, I kind of clearly came around the corner, and there were 3 bears kind of right in the middle of the trail, pretty close to me, and then I was actually really excited, and I actually shouted out, "Bears!" And then they had probably heard me coming, and because it was a canyon, so the barking sounded like it was an echo, and so my footsteps was probably an echo for them, and so they were actually looking the opposite direction. And then when I yelled out "bears," they all jumped and turned around and faced me. And then I first thing I noticed was that the middle one was a baby, it was a cub, and so a little bit of Nick's thought was concern. Oh no, could be a dangerous situation. And the mother just let out this sharp bark, and the two smaller bears just immediately took off up the hill. And then I was faced with this about 30 feet away with a mother bear. And actually, just a second of fear arose in my mind. And then I just stopped or just, you know, took a motion to step back. And I think she saw, okay, he's not aggressive. And she turned and ran up the hill. And then so there was a moment of relief. So it was just totally amazing to me. Like like when someone asks you, how are you doing? It's like, ask me again, and ask me again, and ask me again. It was like every second is like completely different. So I went from, you know, very neutral to aversion to excitement to concern to fear to relief. And then I think it was joy. And then I probably proliferated about it for the next rest of the day, the whole story. But yeah, just a matter of like 2 seconds, you can go through all these different emotions. But if you are sort of, you know, quieting the mind and, you know, opening up to your environment, then, you know, there's much more of a possibility to really know what state of mind you're in and actually be able to see, like, well, how fleeting it is, how much it changes. So I'll just leave that for our reflection this morning.